BBC News with Eileen McHugh. There's been an attack on the Israeli embassy in the Jordanian capital, Amman. Local security sources say one Jordanian was killed and one Israeli seriously wounded. Police have sealed off the embassy and the Israeli authorities are not commenting on the incident. Israel has installed cameras at an entrance to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem's Old City. This comes amid extreme tensions surrounding security measures at the site. Palestinian worshippers vehemently objected to Israel's setting up of metal detectors in the area following the killing there of two Israeli policemen. The White House has sought to put on a brave face after Congress reached a bipartisan agreement on laws that would sharply limit President Trump's ability to lift sanctions against Russia. The White House spokeswoman insisted the administration supported being tough on Moscow. Police in the U.S. state of Texas have arrested a truck driver whose vehicle was found with eight people dead in the back of it, two of them children. 28 others were discovered suffering from severe dehydration. Police say they believe the incident is linked to people smuggling. Relatives of policemen caught up in a surge of violence in Brazil have protested in Rio de Janeiro against the lack of resources in their fight against Rio's notorious criminal organizations. Dozens gathered to demand support from the authorities and the population. The Egyptian security forces say they've killed eight suspected Islamist fighters in a desert area south of Cairo. The militants of the Hasmi group were in a training camp, have emerged last year and carried out attacks on the security forces. And the organisers of an international conference on HIV say that lives will be put at risk if President Trump goes ahead with threatened funding cuts to global health programmes. Donations from America account for around two-thirds of funding by governments for such programmes. BBC News.